Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. We've a busy programme ahead tonight as we look at three quite different topics. Coming up, I'll be speaking to the National President of Macra na Ferma, Sean Finan, about a new silage competition for young farmers. I'll be hearing from Pat O'Flaherty, Chairman of the IFA National Pig Committee, about the importance of the Chinese market for Irish pig producers. But first, milk prices, and IFA National Dairy Committee Chairman Sean O'Leary has been in Brussels this week. He's been telling me about the pickup in milk prices of late.
Yeah, I mean, there has been a steady increase in market returns, I suppose, right across Europe. And I think we've seen, I suppose, that the start of price increases coming here at home. I suppose most of the co-ops last month increased prices by a cent a litre. We certainly believe that they could have went further on that. If you look, I suppose, at the Ornua PPI index, was the equivalent of 26.6 cents a litre. I think what you're seeing, most of the co-ops now have a VAT inclusive price of probably 26. And I think the indications are over the next number of months that you will see further increases. And a number of market analysts are talking about prices, certainly by next March of around 30 cents a litre or so. You know, so I think we are seeing a return starting, and I suppose the point that we have been making is that as those market returns start to come back to processors, because of the cash flow prices on farms, that those should be returned directly and immediately to farmers.
Well, after so many months with prices being on the floor, is it coming too late for some?
No, I mean, look, I think what's just talking to farmers and the general mood of farmers certainly has improved a little bit, I suppose. The fact that there is a hope and a prospect for next year is positive. I suppose where we are at the minute is getting over the cash flow shortage that's there on farms. And I suppose to that end, the budget was certainly welcome in that you now have low interest working capital loans being made available as a result of the budget to farmers at 2.95%. Now those will be coming on stream from the start of January, and I think that certainly is welcome, and that there is a little bit of flexibility around the taxation side of things for 2016 as well. Those things are welcome, but I think there is no doubt that I think the figure that I class have put out there, that there probably is in the region of, you know, most farmers about 20,000-30,000 euro of a debt overhanging in terms of merchant credit, and hopefully that money will be able to be translated into loans of farmers to get over the shortfall that is there, and that macro returns will then start to kick in from next spring. So I think while we're not out of the woods by any manner of means, we're still, I suppose, just getting at this stage now at a base price of 26 cents a litre in or around the cost of production before you put labour in there at all. But I think the fact that there is hope for next year and next spring is certainly galvanising farmers a certain amount as we head towards the winter.
And finally, you're in Brussels this week for a COPA meeting. What do you hope to achieve from that?
I suppose the issues that are there this week are certainly, I suppose, what we have seen over the past while is the milk supply reduction scheme. There's certainly going to be an analysis of that. Individual countries, what they have been doing with the extra funding that has come from Brussels. I suppose in our case, we incorporated it into these low interest loans that are going to be made available to farmers across all sectors. Other countries have different emphasis on that. The supports that are there, the product that is in intervention, it's vitally important from an Irish viewpoint that product, remains in intervention in the short term, and that, you know, that it isn't released and undermining the market returns that are taking place. That's vitally important. I think the indications out of the Commission see the logic of this, but certainly we're going to be pushing very hard on that.
Sean O'Leary, IFA National Dairy Committee Chairman. Macra na Ferma has announced details of a silage competition for young farmers, which has been held over the next few weeks in association with Arrivo Co-op. I've been speaking with the Macra National President, Sean Finan. I began by putting it to him that they'll be looking for a big Donegal entry.
We will indeed, Chris. This is the second year of our silage competition in partnership with Arrivo, and we're delighted to be associated with them. We launched the competition a number of weeks ago with a tour of their feed processing facility in Ballyhadrine, County Roscommon, and we're delighted on that occasion to have representatives from Donegal Macra attend the launch. And over the next few weeks, we hope to be distributing silage bags and sample envelopes to young farmer members in through the Macra organisation in County Donegal.
And going on what happened last year, no doubt you'll be hoping to go from strength to strength, because there was a very positive reaction.
Yes, indeed. Last year we saw a huge number of young farmers avail of the service and received their sent forward their samples for testing and received their results through the Arrivo Farm Commercial Specialist. So it is very important that young farmers would get their silage tested, as they're just about to embark on the feeding season for the upcoming winter, and really just to know what the quality of your silage is very important, so that you can make decisions around nutrition and what sort of concentrates you may need to feed to supplement the diets of your animals or your cattle or your sheep. If you're depending on what route you're going with them, whether you're going finishing or whether you have store cattle or just suckler cows or dairy cows that require feeding for the winter. So, you know, it's very important, and that's why we're encouraging people to take part in this competition, and that's the whole purpose of the competition, and that's the whole purpose of Macra na Farma in general, is to develop young farmers, develop the skills that they need in order to be able to make future management decisions on their farms.
Well, the judging will be done by a judging panel, but also they will take into account the farming methods employed.
Yes, indeed. It's very important as well that, and there will be a final. The final will take place, and we have to confirm the date, but it's looking like the second week of December, in possibly in Sligo, and that has to be confirmed. But there will be on the night, whoever is the best silage, following the analysis, will be put through their paces in terms of their farming enterprises. They'll be interviewed, and then the first, second and third winners will be announced on the night. The first prize will be a grass measuring plate meter. And as you know, grass utilisation is very important on farms, and it's important that you have very good grass and that feeds, then that makes good silage. So it's about encouraging farmers to start measuring grass, so that's a very good prize. And then second and third prize will be a ton of animal feed to the second and third the runners-up. So, yes, all the young farmers will put through their paces, but I wouldn't be fearing that. It's just a chat about what your farming enterprise is and how you run your business.
And finally, between now and the end of the year, are there any other events of note to look forward to for members?
No event of note that in Donegal, but there are numerous events coming up. Our national conference takes place this weekend in County Limerick. And the theme of our conference this year is Reaching Your Farming Potential. So again, that will focus on what young farmers need to do in order to maximise their potential within the farm gate. So we have a very impressive lineup of speakers, and I look forward to meeting some Donegal members down in Limerick for the weekend, where they will be attending and taking part in all the activities which are planned. So we look forward to the weekend, and I look forward to meeting all the Donegal reps down there.
Sean Finan, the National President of Macra na Farma. Changing tack now and looking at the pig sector. The Chagas National Pig Conference was held recently, and there was particular interest in a presentation by Peter Duggan of Bord Bia about the Chinese market. To get an overview of things, I've been talking with the IFA National Pig Committee Chairman Pat O'Flaherty to find out more.
The Chinese herd has lost 13 million sows, and that's the equivalent of the Canadian, USA and Mexican herds put together. So it's a massive drop in pig production in China, coupled with their income they're looking for more and more pig meat. And in fact, pig meat is the most widely eaten meat in China, so there's huge demand out there.
And in terms of the export market, will it take long to develop?
Oh, actually, it's started already this year, and particularly the second half of this year, sales to China are increasing month on month. And indeed, the last quarter is predicted to be a very, very high demand from China. So it's looking good. It's looking a little bit better. We've had a tough number of years, to be totally honest. But it's good to see that things are improving a little bit.
And during those last few years, in which there has been quite a bit of hardship, the numbers involved in the pig sector has shrunk quite a lot.
Yes, other countries know far worse than Ireland. I mean, I give an example of Poland. Poland has lost 16% of their pig producers. That's a lot of pigs. In Ireland, we've lost about 6%. But if that happens for a number of years, it doesn't take long until there's a very, very small pig industry. Now, fortunately, I suppose they're very resilient producers, but they're finding it extremely, have found it very tough over the last number of years.
And Donegal, like a lot of other counties, has seen a contraction, and what we're left with tends to be a small number of bigger players.
Yes, that seems to be the trend. What tends to happen is the smaller guys go out, they can't stay in business, and generally what happens is that a bigger operation will move in and maybe rent or lease the accommodation for finishing pigs, and that tends to be the way it goes, unfortunately.
Although that said, like a lot of other commodities, there is this emergence of new artisan producers and scope there perhaps for some of the smaller farmers?
Yeah, it's strange you say that. You'd think we had this rehearsed, but I actually do a little bit of that myself. So yeah, I think that may be the way forward, and hopefully farmers will be able to compete on that basis.
Looking at the current prices being paid, do you feel that we're on an upward trend at the moment?
Well, I thought if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have definitely said yes, but unfortunately some factories, particularly in the northern half of the country, dropped prices last Friday week, and that's not good. The southern factories then down the very south of Ireland, they didn't decrease, they stayed as they were, so that's not good. German prices have fallen back, but I'm told that's to do with problems with a particular factory over there.
One question that comes up so often at the moment, Brexit, in terms of the exports from Ireland and the sterling weakness of late, have we seen a knock-on effect already?
Yes, I think so. I think there's some factories in particular were concentrating on UK market, others weren't. So it depends really on the factory in question, but overall, UK takes a huge amount of our meat, not just pig, but all our other meats as well. So definitely, you can see it already for the mushroom guys. They've had a huge impact on their business. And yeah, I think it will definitely affect us in the pig industry because, as I said, UK takes a lot of meat from us.
Does that mean the consequences are, unless an alternative market could be found, we're going to have a big problem down the road?
I think that's probably true of Europe in general, that we need China so badly. I think that the only reason prices picked up in the last couple of months was because the Chinese and the quantities that they buy absolutely massive quantities of meat. And until they started buying, we had big volumes of product across Europe in APS and storage, and they cleared out all those stocks. So thankfully, they're a huge, important customer, and hopefully they'll keep buying.
And that was Pat O'Flaherty, the chairman of the IFA National Pig Committee. Just time for the livestock prices. A cattle prices steer base €3.65 a kilo, heifers €3.75 a kilo, and up to €3.80 a kilo being paid this week. Bulls €3.60 to €3.85 a kilo. Cows €2.85 to €3.40 a kilo. And the sheep prices, factories paying €4.65 a kilo. Some top prices are €4.70 paid. A ewes €2.45 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's edition. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.